Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, look how far we've fallen with Cicero complaining about bad times because kids no longer obey their parents. And everyone is writing a book. Today's kids don't even know how to read, let alone write. I guess that back then, writing a book was the closest thing you could do to being a social media influencer. Imagine how crazy that would have gotten if the Romans had invented the printing press. Unfortunately, this isn't a Cicero quote. Barely anyone was literate back then. Up next, in 1950, England was 99.9% white. And by 2060, or 110 years later, it's going to be minority white. In the United States, whites are projected to be the minority by 2050. The reason most people don't care about this is because they figure they'll be dead or near it by 2060, and then it won't be their problem anymore. That's what happens when you have narcissistic boomers who don't care about their future legacy. Poor Gen Alpha and Gen Z will have to deal with the consequences. Number three, is it true that in Islam, the 72 virgins that you're promised when you go to paradise are not normal women but created specifically for believers, and this is how they're described? Great. 72 virgin gray alien androids wearing wigs. In reality, there are no promises of this in the Quran, so the person posting this is probably smoking their own belly button lit. But if the 72 virgins are real, then that explains all the anal probing. No other religion except for Islam is portrayed as giving believers hedonistic delights in paradise, as well as virgins. Moving on, here's one of the reasons why I only visit national parks in the United States and have my America the Beautiful pass, and will visit 30 to 40 parks in September and October. Because in Canada, besides being too far apart to really drive to, many of them are being taken over by Jeets. Even our theme parks, including Canada's Wonderland, are 50 to 60% filled with Jeets. That was from 2 years ago. Indians can have Canada. The wealthy white folks will just leave and then they can turn it into India 2.0. Number five, here's a taste of that future India in Canada with the Minister of Public Safety born in Sri Lanka, and he wants the Canadian government to have power to open and read your mail, monitor what websites you visit, order your social media posts deleted, and ban you from the internet if need be. I practically live on the internet. If my freedoms are taken away, I'm going to leave the country. He also passed a law to get Apple and Meta to give him their encryption keys. Yeah, good luck with that. Up next, the guy's wife asked him to show her a picture of their son getting an award from his teacher. How come he cropped his son out of the pic? LOL. But seriously, no wonder he's the one going to all the teacher-parent interviews. Regardless, he will need our prayers so he doesn't end up in the doghouse. He could always do what women do, which would just be to deny intentionally taking that picture and claim that he was just bumped into by some guy on the right. Regardless, I hope that his will is updated. Number 7, the Big Star Sandwich Shop put up a sign saying that Liam Neeson eats here for free, and he actually showed up. It's great advertising for him and an amazing social media post for him. It's a win-win for everyone. It looks like lying really helps you get ahead in life. They lied about him eating there, and it actually got him out there. But seriously, Qui-Gon Jinn would have been really stupid if he turned down a free lunch. I'm going to try something like this with Sydney Sweeney. Moving on, I don't know about you, but I for one am sick and tired of advertising like this. We need to remember that it's mostly liberal white women working in advertising and PR that are pushing this sort of thing. The part of that that's a giveaway is that you rarely see a black woman with a white man. It's almost like white liberal women hate white men so much that they're doing everything they can to punish them by encouraging other white women to date anyone but them. Number 9, here's Hillary Clinton on her wedding day in 1975. She looks so nice. What happened? The key word here is looked. They all tend to be manipulators. Based on the way she looks today, it looks like she hit the wall harder than her husband and Lewinsky. Here she is with the modern makeover. Ages know that in her mind, she probably still believes that she looks like this. Her dress was a $53 last-minute purchase from a department store. I guess now we know why they're still together. Because she wanted Bill and not the wedding. Up next, here's Elizabeth Shue, age 18 versus 60. She's trying in her best Adventures in Babysitting way, and it's nice to attempt to keep the wall away. She looks younger today than her 48-year-old version from Back to the Future Part 2. I don't know who her plastic surgeon is, but that's who I want one day. What's even more impressive is that she's married to the same man in Hollyweird for 30 years, and has kids, and none of them are transgender. That alone is a major accomplishment. Number 11, how do you feel about this relationship? If they're happy, then it's fine. He just needs to understand the statistics that a white boy is more likely to be killed by a black woman than another white man. That's not me being negative, that's just the facts. Maybe the real reason he's with her is because he doesn't have to deal with family functions because he hates meeting fathers. If she's got a high IQ, then that's the most important thing with regards to having kids. Moving on, is there a civil war incoming in France because churches are being demolished and burned down at one every 2 weeks, while mosques' numbers keep on going up exponentially? I doubt it, as most young people, even older people like me, can't get our eyes off of our phones long enough to care about historical or religious values anymore. The French should do what places like Buffalo are doing: allow Muslims to turn their cathedrals into mosques. Otherwise, they'll probably just be destroyed by the decay of neglect and time. Either that or turn them into condos like we do in Canada. Number 13, which do you prefer, the one on the left or the one on the right? The one on the right for the win. But if you choose Fatty McFatpants there, then it's all fun and games in the bedroom until she gets diabetes feet or needs a knee replacement. Not to mention those thighs will start looking like cottage cheese and smelling like it too. And most the left is for weekend fun while the right is for the long run, because you know that the one on the left will get much fatter. Up next, here's the drop in water levels at the Glen Canyon Dam in Arizona. And further downstream at the Lake Mead Hoover Dam is struggling to produce electricity at all. It was shut down for the first time in 90 years because of a lack of water to spin its turbines. Colorado's snowpack hit 0%. Maybe it's time to stop watering the golf courses and lawns in Vegas. Or how about restricting development and population growth? It's not just the drought, but a higher water demand from people and industry doing this. Number 15, here's how crazy Canada is. Shipping in steak from the other side of the globe only costs $24 a kilo, but it's twice as much to ship it across Canada. Australian beef is also better because it's more likely to be open range. The reason Canadian beef is more expensive is because of regulation and taxation and cartel pricing. Unfortunately, I can't eat steak very often, maybe a couple times a year. Canada's so bad that this guy just grabbed a cow off the road when he ran low. They were everywhere, it seems. Moving on, here's black pill proof that this guy doesn't just need a haircut to get the girls. He just needs AI to get rid of his acne, some chin implants, and a nose job, and he's all set. Also, don't forget eyeliner to make those whites of his eyes really pop. Or maybe I'm wrong and it's all personality and women prefer a confident man like we see on the right versus the depressed guy on the left. But who are we kidding? It's always been about a few millimeters of bone. Number 17, this black Marxist scholar supporting reparations finds out that she descends from slave owners. Ha ha, pay yourself. What most people don't realize is that many free African Americans owned slaves in the United States from the colonial period through to the Civil War. What would be great is if we could track down all their descendants and tell them that they owe reparations for slavery. Watch them lose their mind. We were slave owners in sheets. In 1830, there were almost 4,000 black slave owners. Up next, here's what it's like living in Canada with aggressive door-to-door salespeople who are usually Jeets. They ripped my grandmother off for $30,000 with a natural gas contract back in the day, and they don't take no for an answer. Our telecom companies like Rogers, Bell, and Telus also hire them and to try to sell to us. If you live in a house in Canada, then just put the camera on your porch and just ignore them when you see them on camera. The guy posting this says they went into his backyard to harass him because he wasn't answering the front door. Number 19, the fertility crisis is bad everywhere. Even Eastern Europe won't make it in a long enough timeline. Robo-nannies and artificial wombs are our only hope. Most people don't see having kids as part of their responsibility towards society. And why would they when it's treated them like cow poop? Making life unaffordable, replacing them with AI, and flooding their countries with foreigners to replace the kids they can't afford to have. Moving on, here's the difference that 1400 years makes. But don't worry about it, because the woman on the left will either be forced to cover her body by the Ahmeds, or she'll get a barrel of cats and go extinct. My, how the times have changed. Western women once covered up and told the rest of the world to cover up as well. Now they uncover themselves and tell the rest of the world to also uncover themselves. Talk about them Karens. Number 21, the next time a woke libtard tells you that they love all minorities, remind him that whites only make up 8% of the global population. And watch his or her cognitive dissonance go crazy. Just 50 years ago, white folks were 30% of the population. Also, considering the fact that white folks are responsible for 90% of the innovation in this world, if they disappear, the world is then cooked. I predict that white people will be the first to use artificial wombs, and that'll save us from extinction. Up next, I always used to think about studies 20 or 30 years ago saying that Canada was one of the top countries in the world, and I thought those studies were just BS. Now I believe it because Canada's fallen from 2nd to 19th place. If Canada was ranked so good, I could only imagine how bad other countries in the top 10 were. Canada's also in a recession with two consecutive quarters of shrinking GDP. Canada's also a joke in the world stage. The new Canadian dream is to get the hell out of Canada. Number 23, when Blockbuster was at its peak, it had 8,000 video titles. But modern streaming services show fewer than 200. Plus, once a movie's popularity faded, you could always buy one of their surplus VHS or DVDs. People say we should actually go back to this model. I found a better one, sailing the high seas. I can get thousands and thousands of films and shows, and I don't have to leave my house or pay for anything. Plus, I can download the files and have my very own digital library. Moving on, here's a picture of a father and daughter recreating a photograph from 24 years ago. I don't know about you, but his hands are in the wrong place. They should be further up in the after photo. I know it might be inappropriate, but I'm sure that we all want the photo to be as accurate as possible. But if we really want it to be accurate, and for them not to take any creative liberties, then she should technically be standing on his pelvis. Number 25 and the last one, this guy is a victim of identity theft, and it's actually a good thing because the guy that stole his wife's identity is spending less than her. It's important to find a silver lining in every situation. I'm sure he's also letting this slide long enough, so he might even see her credit history start to improve as well. In the meantime, what's she going to do now that she can't spend using a credit card no more? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and SubscribeStar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.